Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to do something that commonly happens, which is Stelly just comes up with the topic and we talk about it. And usually it has something to do with something going on in one of our lives.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And recently, I launched a new product on Product Hunt. It's called DraftsSend, DraftsSend.com. And we wanted to talk about how to launch a product because I just did it. And honestly, this morning, Stelly just launched another ebook, I believe, right, Stelly?
Yes, that's true.
So Stelly's launching stuff. I'm launching stuff. So we're going to talk about launching stuff. Yeah, so where should we start, Stelly?
Well, first of all, congrats, right? I mean, I've been launching ebooks this year quite frequently, but when it comes to like a real product, something that I know that you've put a lot of time and energy in, like doing customer research and really going from one discovery to the next until you found a product that you guys had enough data that to support that you really hit. Something that could have big potential and that a lot of people could utilize and use and get value from. That's a really long journey up all the way up until launching something. Even just observing your launch made me really excited and made me realize it's been a long time since I launched a real product out there. So first of all, congrats. Congrats on the success. I was seeing DraftSend everywhere. It was just like dominating all my timelines. And usually I get annoyed by this if I'm not involved. But yesterday I was just like, I was secretly living through your experience, you know, vicariously living through your launch. And every time I saw somebody talk positively about it, I took a little pride in it. And I was like smiling and excited for you.
Aww, I appreciate that.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that's going on before the launch. But this is the way that I think will provide the most value to the listeners. It's just – talk us through, you know, there was a moment where you and your co-founder, you guys decided, okay, this is it, this product, we're going to want to launch it publicly. Tell us what the plan was, the thinking, how you guys chose the date and the day of the week, what you did to prepare the launch, and then how it was to go through the day, just the 24 hours of like launching on a Product Hunt, being kind of in the social media whirlwind and like how you reacted to things. Just guide us through the pre-launch and then to the launch day itself, a little bit of like your guys' thinking on the strategic level.
Yeah, sounds good. It was all over social media for a very specific reason. And I think I'm going to start by saying that depending on what your product is, you launch it in a slightly different way, but the steps are the same. So DraftSend is a product where you can put a PDF, upload it, add audio, and then you get this kind of, I should say, beautiful viewer, because that's what other people say. And in that viewer, it feels like a video and people are able to listen to a presentation. And the people who created that video have this experience where they're recording right in their browser on top of the PDF and going through their slides. So what we realize is that, and the one feature we have is that for free, all the presentations are public. So what we realized is there's a bunch of great content out there, and we can actually ask some people if they want to feature something and be promoted on that day. And that's what really helped us do a lot of social media. And the reason I start there is because if you're building a CRM, you don't have the same opportunity to be all over social media because your product should be shared on social media all the time.
Right.
So if we're successful with this product, there's DraftSend links of people's presentations being shared every day. Right now, there aren't. We have a lot more work to do. But at the end of the day, on the launch day, we knew from a strategic standpoint, we could have a lot of tweets going on for ourselves and other people, and even the people that recorded these presentations by just coordinating a little bit. So we had about, I think, right under 20 people who ended up having presentations that they were comfortable sharing publicly, and we were able to tweet those throughout the day. So that was a big helpful thing outside of even a Product Hunt launch or anything like that. And so if you have an opportunity where you have content created in your product or some tweets that are really like something like that you can do, that's really powerful. And so that was a really key part of our strategy. And we actually, one thing we learned, which no one's going to take as a surprise, especially you, Steli, is that until we had a date of our launch day and it was definitive, it was very hard to get those 20 people to finish recording and record something for us. Not because the product was hard to record with. People actually love the way it records, thankfully, because that was a little nerve-wracking for a bunch of reasons. But it was because once they had a deadline, they're like, all right, cool, I got to do it by then. Yeah, and what am I going to get? We're going to do a bunch of tweets. We'll see what happens, you know? So it's not like we were promising them anything besides some level of promotion, but it ended up being really cool. And those people also, if the experience was good with the product, which it was, they started commenting on Product Hunt and tweeting it out and sharing on Facebook. And it was just, and it wasn't like, you know, some people like, oh, you need influencers or something. We didn't pick out these people because they're influencers. We just knew they had good presentations and good things to say. You know, it's like we could have probably spent more time finding people with larger audiences and things like that. Maybe it would have helped, but our goal wasn't that. Our goal was just to demonstrate what the product can do and have enough of these example videos so people can get inspired when they look at the product. Otherwise, we would have to record all these videos or something like that. And so that was a key part of our strategy. And if it wasn't just our content, we knew that more people would share it. So I think that was a unique part of the launch of this product. I haven't had a product where I could launch it like that. And so that's why the social media thing you say, I think it has a lot to do with that aspect of it.
Now, you guys decided to launch on Product Hunt, right? And this is,
yes.
Although you've been a very active and influential member of the Product Hunt kind of user group, this is the first time you launched something on there.
Yeah, this is the first time. Yep.
So tell us about that experience. Why did you guys choose to do that? I know it has a lot to do with the audience that you want to reach with this product. And then how was that experience, differently from just launching it on your own website, basically?
Yeah. So a lot of our other products that I've built, they don't really, they already have an audience a long, long, long before we launch it. This product was a little bit unique where we didn't want to use any of those audiences, number one. Number two, we felt like Product Hunt as a crowd, being product people and the kind of people that are really curious about new products, would really appreciate this product because it's something you can't really do anywhere else very easily. We looked around, and when it clicked for us, we got really excited about it and realized that it's a little bit on the cutting edge of like kind of different, kind of innovative, but we don't know what's going to happen next.
Let me say something on this. When you first showed me DraftSend, I could not believe this doesn't exist. Like I was like, this is cool, and then I went online. And I went to a few places. I thought, sure, one of these tools has this. And then I was like, oh no, they don't. Like, it's one of these things where it's so obvious now that I've seen it that it's still hard for me to believe that this didn't exist before you guys put it in. It's like, why? How is it possible this didn't exist before? But I couldn't find a solution. It's super cool.
Yeah, it's like one of these weird things, right? And it's really weird. And it's been weird for us too, because we looked around and we're like, why doesn't this exist? So, you know, for us, like the strategy on Product Hunt, and I do want to talk about that because I have a bunch of lessons that I haven't shared yet and don't know when I will at this rate. But it was the first product I've launched on Product Hunt. I kind of explained the social media strategy, which was just because this product is unique and we can do that with this product. The thing about Product Hunt is that it's a very positive community. And we knew that because I've been a longtime user. I've submitted many products. I have the most popular a collection on there called Free Stuff for Startups. And it's a community. I wouldn't say I'm like a big time commenter, but I will comment like maybe once a month, maybe twice a month sometimes. But I'm all over it in terms of looking for products and voting things up and submitting my fair share of stuff. And the thing that I was pleasantly surprised by is, but it was also deliberate on our part for this product, is how positive people are. And also, if you ask them for feedback, how much feedback they'll give you. So we literally, both Marie, my business partner, and I had written up our comments that we wanted to say. They were a little bit different. Hers talked a lot about use cases. Mine talked a lot more about like why we built this product a little bit and what we learned. And our whole purpose of it was just to get as much possible feedback as we could. And That was the goal with this community. Because what we know and what everyone who's listening should know about Product Hunt is it isn't one of those communities or one of those sites that's going to necessarily get you a ton of signups of people that are going to be paying customers. What it will get you is a ton of exposure and a ton of people who really deeply care and have used almost every product out there. Many of these people are very like active on Product Hunt in terms of looking at products and discovering products and wanting to know the newest, greatest, latest thing. A lot of them are product people. Some of them are designers. Some of them are engineers. Some of them are founders. But overall, and a lot of them are investors too. But overall, it's people that are really into discovering new products. So they've tried a lot of things. So when you put yourself out there on there and you really ask for feedback, you get it. I mean, we had like 110, 113 something comments, you know, and it's because we were engaged. Like everybody that commented, we had something to say to them and we really even dug in deeper. We got a ton of, you know, messages even on our site because we had Drift turned on across all of it. So that's another tip, which is like turn on that chat thing and be on it. Like both Marie and I were on chat. That whole day was like a blur now because neither of us talked to each other all day, which is like totally weird, but we were on our computers literally one, making sure nothing went wrong and our engineers were ready. But that we took care of. We were actually delayed by about 5 to 7 days on launching because of some issues that we noticed after we let a bunch of more early access people in. When you were talking about date, it was like you launch when you know the thing will not fall down. You know, that's the best advice I have because ours was falling down at one point and we thought we were going to launch like a day before and we're like, nope, not going to happen. It turned out great because more people published those decks that we needed and wanted and all that. But like, yeah, for us, the community, the biggest piece of advice I have for people is solicit feedback from that community in the comment that you make after your product is posted and then engage with them. And the main reason is you will get feedback that really helps you. For example, within the next couple of days, we're going to send an email to everyone that signed up and actually explain to them what we learned from the launch in terms of about this product and ask them some questions about what we should do next. And it's not like questions like, oh, what should we do next? It's more like some very deliberate type of surveying so we can understand what features are important to them. Because this is a feedback-oriented community. This is a community that wants to tell you what the heck's wrong with it, to be honest, and how to make it better.
But also, so one thing I want to highlight and then I have a question for you. So the one thing I want to highlight, because it seems obvious to you and me, I'm sure it's not obvious to all people. I know for a fact it isn't. The launch date is not the first, it's not the exact birth of your product in the sense of like the first time a user or a person could come to your website and sign up for your service. That's not the official launch date, right? You could have, you know, allowed people to use your product for months and months and months, for a year, and then have a big launch date. The launch date, people always think that the moment they hear about something as it's launching is that very first moment everybody hears about it. And that's just not true. That's just like when you read on in the tech news about some company raising another big round, it doesn't mean that it happened that morning. It could have been a year ago that they raised the round. They just decided to announce the financing that very morning. So you guys were allowing people, bringing people in very deliberately to use the product, to try the product, and you know, gathering feedback. Sure. And eventually you decided to go and launch it really publicly.
I can't stress this enough. I mean, you're right. We have a relatively long early access period. We actually had people using this product several months ago. One thing I want to point out on a related note is Product Hunt has this feature called Ship. We were one of the first users of the feature, and it has this, feature called Upcoming, where you can basically put a pre-launch page up on Product Hunt, and they will, you know, the Product Hunt user base will basically come there and say they want early access to your product. So we had, you know, about 1,800 people who said they want early access to the product. And we were bringing a bunch of those folks in slowly and having them try the recording. And we were learning a ton about the user experience and kept refining it because people would hit some issues. And so one of the reasons the launch went well and people really liked our specific like way that we do recordings was because we kept learning prior to launching on Product Hunt exactly where the issues were, and we fixed as many of them as we thought we could before we launched. And because Product Hunt has this feature that, and then they have a free plan on it too, so they have some paid stuff as well. You can use it to basically get early users, even if it's a few hundred, that's still better than zero. And all those things, that whole ability to get those early users, I used to have to do that on my own manually, whether through advertising or lots of sharing or tweets or pleading with people to sign up or joining some communities and getting them to kind of be really into the product. And Producton has made that really easy because, like I said, they have this community of people who love trying products and giving feedback. That's essentially what that community is all about. And obviously, as a lurker who's just viewing it, even if you don't have an account, you're discovering products. So there is some level of people who will discover it. You will get exposure. But the primary goal on Producton for me is that you get even more feedback. And if you can refine the experience prior to that, you'll get that much better feedback when you launch it. So you're absolutely correct. We didn't launch on Product Hunt and say, oh no, like here we go, first time anyone's going to see it. We actually had hundreds of people using it prior to that, so we could validate it and make sure that things were working and we could refine it. But I've been doing that. So you're right. I've been doing that for every single thing I've done since like 2005. So it's just something natural. It's also part at the core part of the lean startup principles, where like a launch isn't a launch. You shouldn't just be launching and then expect, you know, the world to change for you. You should actually refine your product. Launch just ends up being this kind of smallish event. I mean, the way I look at it now and the way I talk to our team is that, hey, like, we're barely starting now. You know, we did all this work already to get up to here. The day was great. We had a whole bunch of people playing with the product, trying it and all that kind of stuff. Now it's like when the real work begins, because there isn't another launch. You know, it's not like we get to launch this thing again and then expect like lots of people to use it on a single day. Now we have to actually do all the hard work to create the growth loops in it, make it actually work, figure out how to get users and paying customers, iterate the product, all that stuff that, like, I think some people would, I'd even go further, Steli, and say some people think you're done. And I don't mean you're done, but like, this was the hardest thing. This was actually the easiest thing. And I can't say it was easy, you know? and I don't think anyone would when they put their product out there in the world. So, I guess those are my kind of thoughts on it. As somebody who's launched products before, and yes, just like you, I haven't launched a product in a very long time on Product Hunt or anywhere else. It was definitely an awesome experience and something that, like, I think just is almost like the beginning of a business in a lot of ways. When you put it out there publicly and it's fully open and anyone can use it. And anyone listening should definitely check out Product Hunt's upcoming feature so you can get early users. It was the easiest way, the best experience I've had at getting users early, and then should basically consider posting it on Product Hunt when they're ready for feedback, not necessarily customers, because I don't think Product Hunt is the best place to get customers for every type of product, only for a few select type of products like a product manager tool or a productivity tool, things like that, that you think would work with that audience. Definitely you can get customers, but most products that are out there, Product Hunt isn't the best place to get customers. In fact, you know, most channels like Product Hunt, where there's a community and people are looking at products all the time, isn't the best place to necessarily get customers.
I love it. So that's super useful. I just want to ask one more question and then we'll wrap this episode up. You know, the from all I've heard, Heaton, and again, this is something that intuitively I understand what you're doing and it's super aligned with it, but I want to highlight it because I'm afraid somebody might miss this. When you launched, before you launched, did you set the goal on the launch date? We need to get whatever 100 upvotes. We need to be the most popular product on Product Hunt that day. Or did you set a goal like we need X amount of comments, or we want to have 1,000 signups? Do you set these kind of like metric goals or not? Or was there something else that was kind of, how did you measure success? Yesterday, you know, during the day and at the end of the launch date, like what was your number one focus that you were trying to accomplish with the launch? And how did you measure if you did accomplish that?
That's a great question. And I do have an answer. Number one goal, get as much feedback as possible from that community. Yeah. I know I'm like a broken record.
No, podcast, I wanted like, you to say it.
Dude, number one, get feedback. Get as much input from these really voracious people that use almost every product out there. And hear their opinion, right? And really spend time to, we crafted the message that we wrote to make sure that we were soliciting feedback and people understood where we stood with this product. Because no product is complete ever. So when you launch it on Product Hunt, you have this amazing opportunity to get so much input from people about what they think. And then you can determine, obviously, what you want to do based on that. But that was number one. Number two was make sure we do everything we can to maximize what happens. That I think is super important. Like we cleared our schedules. We made sure that we didn't, you know, the engineers were ready. We made sure it was on a day when nobody was sick. We actually had an engineer sick the day we wanted to launch too last week. So, you know, we're not going to launch then because half the engineering team is like sick, right? So things like that. But like, honestly, like number one was feedback. Number two was maximize it and make sure we did everything we could, put our drift up, be ready to iterate if we had to. We already made a change on our pricing page based on the fact that it was a number one support request was, do you have a free plan? The answer is yes, we do. But we did not put it on the pricing page originally. Now it shows it on the pricing page, right? Little stuff like that you learn. And we wanted to be ready to ship, iterate, et cetera, and also make sure the site didn't go down. But we did not have any goals around number of votes or number of signups. The reason is the majority of the time when you launch something, it is completely unpredictable as to what's going to happen. Because it's the first time you're putting it out there, there's no heuristics or metrics you can use. Like I honestly made sure, because I'm supposed to be the expert on Product Hunt or whatever, because I'm a top user. That's what people think even on my team and probably out there in the world. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen when I launch your product or when I launch my own product on Product Hunt. All I know is I like to step myself up for maximum return on that. And that means opening up my time and making sure I'm there to respond to everybody, making sure that people are getting responses on Drift and making sure the social media and all that stuff is covered. But I would have been happy with a few hundred votes. That's the honest truth on my end. And I made sure our team was aligned with that thinking, because I was like, look, if we got a few hundred, that's great. If we got a few hundred signups, that's great. You know, like we launched. Now the hard work begins anyway. So whatever happens that day, we're not expecting anything but tons of feedback. And we did get a ton of feedback and we solicited it. That's why we got it on top of everything else. We could have just launched and said, hey, here's our cool thing. Thanks for trying it or try it out. But we didn't do that, right? We were very deliberate about like wanting the feedback and all that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of people set these goals on these kind of things. I totally get why. But even myself, who's launched a bunch of products on Product Hunt for other people, as well as now one of my own, I have no expectation. And it's because if I did, then either I'd be disappointed or I'd blow it away, and it doesn't matter. You know, like I said, would have been happy with a few hundred votes. We got number one of the day and we got over 1,000 votes by the end of the day. Obviously, once I started seeing it go, I was like, all right, I want 1,000 votes. Once I started seeing it hit like 600, 700, I was like, all right, are we going to get to 1,000? What's going to happen here? Because this is pretty awesome if we do, you know, but that was about it.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for allowing people behind the scenes and look behind the curtain of like a big launch like that. I think that there's a lot of lesson there for everybody that listened today. And now I'm so excited. I'm like, what can I launch next? I want to launch something. There's something beautiful about it, but there's also, just like you said, once you've done it a number of times, you realize it is just the beginning of a really long journey that's going to be much harder than that one day. But it's an exciting day, and I think it's fine to enjoy it as well, and
of course.
To bathe in its excitement. So this is how to launch your product. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you did, make sure to go to iTunes and give us 5-star rating and write us a review, and we'll hear you very, very soon.
See ya.